This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 28th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. I know you like a good list of books to read, and the Wall Street Journal has just the list. Their Reading Resolutions, 12 Books to Start a New Smart Year, is meant to get you off on the right foot with these fresh approaches to better thinking and living at home and at work. The first book on the list you would think came from Donald Rumsfeld, but is from Adam Grant, titled Think Again, The Power of Knowing What You Don't Know. The second title on the list should be popular too, You're Invited, The Art and Science of Cultivating Influence by John Levy. But I really like the title of the third book on the list for obvious reasons. The Scout Mindset, Why Some People See Things Clearly and Others Don't by Julia Galef. Live from NASA in the Bahamas yesterday, the omnipresent Sam Bankman-Fried of FTX was on CNBC espousing his regulatory framework ideas and discussing horror scenarios he's hoping regulators will avoid, CNBC reported. Back when I was working at the Price Futures Group, Tom Madden would come over to the electronic trading division area I led this time of year and suggest I think about goals for the next year. It was a good exercise. It is a professional version of what are your personal New Year's resolutions. Do you have any professional resolutions you have made for 2022, or is life too uncertain? One of my goals for 2022 is to rebuild the headcount of John Lothian News. Another is to complete more of the documentary series, The History of Financial Futures. On a personal note, my goal is to lose another 40 pounds and become more active. Among a New York Times list of notable artists, innovators, and thinkers we lost in the past year were a couple of people associated with Chicago, Dr. Rosalind Cartwright of Rush University Medical Center, who ran a sleep laboratory to study the dreams of divorced women, and Rennie Davis, one of the Chicago Seven, who helped organize anti-war activists in Chicago and was beaten and bloodied in the Grant Park rally that turned into a riot. One of the New York Times readers who commented on the article also mentioned Lester B. Fisher, the former director of Lincoln Park Zoo, who died 5 days ago at age 100. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, the title is It's December 1999, based on the New York Stock Exchange shares touching new lows. Amid all the celebration of a rousing year-end in stocks, Doug Ramsey has a sobering observation about a situation below the market surface. Last week, when the S&P 500 closed at a 52-week high, 334 companies trading on the New York Stock Exchange hit a 52-week low, more than double the amount that marked new one-year highs. That's happened only three other times in history, all of them in December 1999, according to Ramsey, who is the chief investment officer of the Leithold Group. My comment, I remember 1999 well. My son Tim's college fund did so well, I took money out of it and bought him and me a computer with it. He was up 100% in 1999. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Traders turn to derivatives that protect against U.S. market fall. Investors are buying put options in ever greater numbers as they seek to avoid losses after this year's strong equity rally. Investors are increasingly turning to a tool to protect them if U.S. stock market careens lower in coming weeks. Traders are buying put option contracts in ever greater numbers, hoping the derivatives will provide a hedge if stocks fall from record territory. The rising use of put contracts, including by the swell of new retail day traders who entered the markets this year, has accompanied a surge of volatility in the $53 trillion U.S. equity market. My comment, I guess it is a good thing that regulators changed their minds about puts back in the 1970s. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Race and finance. Asset managers fail to walk the walk. Investment firms promote diversity at other companies, but often fall short themselves. After the murder of George Floyd, the $110 trillion global asset management industry stood out in its efforts to signal its concerns about racism. Leading institutional investors not only made public promises to foster diversity in their own ranks, they voted in increasing numbers to support shareholder resolutions, calling on other managements to do the same. My comment, JLN took our first step walking the walk in 2021, but it was not a factor in our hiring decision. Pure talent, education, and Elon were. Here's a story from the New York Times. Record beef prices, but ranchers aren't cashing in. You're feeding America and going broke doing it. After years of consolidation, four companies dominate the meatpacking industry, while many ranchers are barely hanging on. Judging from the prices at supermarkets and restaurants, this would appear to be a lucrative moment for cattle ranchers like Steve Charter. America is consuming more beef than ever, while prices have climbed by one-fifth over the past year, a primary driver for the growing alarm over inflation. But somewhere between American dinner plates and his 8,000-acre ranch on the high plains of Montana, Mr. Charter's share of the $66 billion beef cattle industry has gone missing. My comment, there's a reason Joe Biden is looking at antitrust enforcement to help deal with inflation. Here's a story from Insider. A Chinese man mysteriously received $15.6 million in his stock trading account on Christmas Day. A man in China discovered on Christmas Day that he mysteriously became a millionaire overnight after a system test for his stock trading app dumped $15.6 million into his account. The man, identified only by his last name Long, how funny is that, realized at 2:30 p.m. on Christmas Day that his assets had surged by 100 million renminbi, or $15.6 million, state media outlet CCTV Finance reported. My comment, Merry Christmas, not so much on Boxing Day. Here's a story from AP News. Outlets hurt by dwindling public interest in news in 2021. The presidential election, pandemic, and racial reckoning were stories that drove intense interest and engagement to news outlets in 2020. To a large degree, 2021 represented the inevitable hangover. Various metrics illustrate the dwindling popularity of news content. My comment, when you have life or death news stories and democracy under siege, there is bound to be a lot of viewership. Keeping that would be difficult. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was, in new book Crypto Dad, Giancarlo Misses the Mark, the review by Paul Bluestein of J. Christopher Giancarlo's new book, Crypto Dad, The Fight for the Future of Money, from the Center for International Governance Innovation. Second was Miami Wants to Become Crypto Financial Capital, New York's Response, Bring It On, by David Gura of NPR. And third was Matt Levine's Bloomberg's opinion piece, Wall Street is No Fun Anymore, which was our top story on Thursday, December 23rd. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.